Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, unless you're under 17, then fucking get somebody to find out if you're allowed to listen to this or not. Other than that, viewer discretion is not advised, and we love you very much. It's another one, and we're back again, baby. You know what it is. We got a whole lot to talk about today, because today we get to talk about being fat, and you know that's one of my favorite things to do, baby. Thanksgiving. Man, we get to talk about sweet potato pie, casseroles, and big old full bellies, baby. And football goes on as well. This Thanksgiving, we really didn't get into too much of that. Really, what we got into was making a turkey or, you know, fucking a turkey. Who knows what happens there? But we get to talk about that. We get to talk about some very special guests with some bald heads and some other very special guests as well. Thank y'all so much, baby. Thank y'all for tuning in again. My name is Laith Harlow.
My name is Tristan Harlow.
And this
is
Relative
Nonsense.
Yeah, bish. This is going to be the easiest name in the world of this podcast. Thanksgiving. Good God. I mean, holla fucking Luya, baby.
What you think
holla
before?
Your boy. Thank big you, boobs. T, for all you do. Oh, yeah. Big wrote boobs. Shit on the back. I was like, Daddy, what's this say? And tried to show me what their writing was. And I looked at the other side and it's like, I'm thankful for. By the way, you got really like pretty handwriting, almost like a girl. But
do said, it?
Yeah, very nice.
No, said, I can't write worth the fuck.
Well, maybe somebody else wrote that damn thing.
Nah, I did. I
wrote that. Was great. That was great handwriting.
What the fuck do you write? Like, let me see your handwriting.
Oh, God. I write like a doctor. I'm just not smart. Read it.
Guns, bathrooms, how expensive it is. How extensive is the drug check?
Yep. You got it. You got it. Yeah. Yeah. So. Here I go again. And what those are my notes that I like. So if you're talking and I hear something that you say that I want to touch back on, I'll write it down so that way I don't forget about it, because my mind is like me, 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 and then it's gone to something else. Oh God, what are you writing on there? Yeah. Now is that is that you writing fast? Like, is that you like that's really good for writing fast. You can see how nasty mine is. Mine just
I was scribbled. Well, it depends. Is it I'm gonna read it or are you gonna read it?
I'm gonna read. You're gonna read it yourself.
See, if I
this
write
wasn't for me,
yeah. If I'm reading, I use a lot of stupid shit that makes sense in my head, but it won't make sense in your head.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
like I abbreviate a lot. So I don't know if you know this. Your brain. You ever read something and be like, "That ain't fucking the word I was supposed to be reading." Your brain autofills shit in. So you read the first two letters and like the last two letters, and it'll just fill in automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen it on like Facebook posts where they're like, or it's like, read this. And it's like, I went to the house to hang out with my friend. And then it's like, now read it again. Every word is spelled wrong. And then you look back at it and you see that every word in each or every letter in each word is spelled wrong somewhere. But because it seems mostly right, your brain just puts it in there. That's the word. That's the word. That's the word.
Yep.
100%.
Well, see, I write notes like that. Like, if you can train your brain to write notes like that, you can write so much faster. Now, like, you reading it will make fucking sense whatsoever. It makes sense to me, though. Like, instead of writing out extensive, I would put XT and then, like, V or IVE.
Yeah, I can see that. And, like, I'll do, if I need to do stuff quick, I'll do certain things like that, or I'll write in a certain way. Like, if I'm trying to write a sentence, I'll write it. It would, if you looked at it, you'd be like, what is this? It just looks like pieces. But to me, I know what I'm talking about, and I know where I'm at, and I remember this whole piece, but for this one part. I'll tell you something else that, since I'm a sober individual now, something I've been coming to see about myself, I was always worried about, like, forgetting things. Like, that was something that they say, well, when you do drugs, you forget so much. And that is true to a certain extent, but I feel like now that I'm completely sober, I actually, and I say completely sober, guys, I still use THC. I've just quit all the hard things in life, thank God. But now that I only indulge in THC, what I see in my memory is that my mind almost chunks the useless shit out of the way. Like, if there's anything important, I'll remember it. But there, if there's a show that we watched 4 years ago and we go to rewatch that show, I do not remember that show. Same as I don't remember a movie. I might remember, like, part of it, or like, oh, I remember who this character is. Or like, it's not like my mind is like, what is that? I just don't remember the context. Like, I'll tell you what I'm explaining. Like, Stranger Things is what we're watching right now. Mm-hmm. And we haven't watched Stranger Things since, goodness gracious, probably 4 or 5 years ago, right? So now that we're rewatching it, my wife is like, oh, remember this? Remember this? Oh, you remember him? And I'm like, mm-mm, don't remember nothing about it. I do remember him. I remember the person, but I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know what, I don't remember this season. I don't remember none of it. My mind is like, yeah, you don't need that. I think there's so much other things going on in life where I'm trying to remember the important things. Like, I remember your birthday, but I'm not going to remember what happened on that show.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring up Stranger Things. We rewatched Stranger Things. I remember seasons 1, 2, 3 perfectly. 4, not a fucking clue.
You know what's hilarious?
What?
I don't remember any of them, just like I'm talking about. Don't tell me any of it. No spoilers, and we won't give you guys any either. I'm back on season 3 now. But T, same exact fucking thing, dude. She said the same thing. She said that I can't believe I remember 1, 2, and 3 like the back of my mind, but season 4, I cannot remember to save my life. And it's funny to me because I don't really remember none of them, but I do remember season 4. I remember Vecna. I remember him. Like I said, I will not ruin anything. I'm not telling y'all anything. I just remember that character. And she was like, oh, that's him. That's the guy. And I was like, yeah, but I don't remember nothing about anybody.
So I do remember that. And I remember the club, the shirts. Remember everybody came on the shirts? Mm-mm. You want me to say it?
Nope. No.
Don't even give anything away.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's the Hellfire Club or whatever.
Okay.
Remember everybody got those shirts and they were wearing
them
around?
Now they're wearing them up. Yep.
I remember that. And like, but where it fit into the show, I have no fucking clue.
Now that you say it, I remember it, but I do not at all. And like, as I've watched the show, same thing. Like, once I've seen a part, I was like, oh, I do remember that. But up to that point, I had no idea. Same as just like now, like, oh, the Hellfire shirts. Okay, I do remember that. They were like the white shirts with the Hellfire. I do. Now I have the vivid memory of seeing them all at the high school with the shirts on. Yeah, but up until that point, nope, wasn't there at all. And as we're watching it, I'm start like, I will say, and not in like no nerd kind of way, but this is definitely one of the coolest shows that I've seen, just as far as like, I think how they did it was really cool. Like them doing it with children who still had really good, strong acting skills. And it's a kid's show, like the concept, but it's a very grown up feel from the drama of it all. How it's played seems very well designed to me.
Yeah, no, I like it. And I'll be honest, it's a really good show. I mean, but they said why it takes so long is they're doing that on purpose. So they started with children and they wanted you to see them grow up. And that's why they wait so long between the seasons. Is what I saw online. I don't know if it's real or not, but
yeah, I don't know if it's real or not either. I mean, it's a good theory because it's true. If you look every single time, it's like, holy hell, how long has it been? So they do a very good job at portraying that too, because I mean, you see some movies where they do a movie 20 years apart and the characters look the same age. It's like, how the hell did you accomplish that? That's the exact opposite with Stranger Things. They go one season or 1 year and it's the same people, but they go from looking 8 to 18. It's like, what happened here?
Well, they were kids, so they matured a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And now they're in college or something. I don't even know. Have you started the 5th season?
No.
Where are you at?
Like season or episode 1 or 2 and 4.
Okay. So you're pretty early on it too.
Yeah. You'll probably catch up with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Our plan is to try and get to season 4 by this weekend so that on the cruise we can watch season 4 like in our spare time when we ain't doing nothing.
You gonna download it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna download it. And just watch it on the phone. Is there anything that I can take to connect the
There is HDMIs on the back of the TV there.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy an adapter for your phone.
I need to find that. And also I'm trying to look for the 14-inch fan. What I was going to ask you, because I know you took a fan on the boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me borrow yours.
Okay. Over.
Let's go. Because I was like, I don't know what size it is. Like, we found some that are like this big, but they're also like this long. And I'm like, I don't know if that's it.
See, my wife, she actually ordered me one offline, and it's made like especially for that. So it collapses in a circle like this with a carry case.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
It's battery powered. It has a nightlight built into it. And you can run it like plugged in.
So I can charge it?
You can charge and take it with you. I never did. I just left it there.
No, yeah, I'll just plug it in and leave it in.
But funny thing, the TV remote, I think it's like volume up or volume down or channel up, channel down, one of the two. It changes the nightlight on the fan.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out. I was damn, it's volume. That's what it was.
The volume up? Yeah, volume great, because that's the one that we'll be messing with, like I said, because we'll have every, we won't mess with the channels because I'm just going to watch. We're just going to download stuff. I've, you know, ain't no point in trying to go buy. I was looking at like the packages. They're ridiculous. Like $100 a day for Wi-Fi.
No.
Yeah, it was stupid.
No, I don't know what they got going on then, because I bought my wife Wi-Fi. I bought her and Henley Wi-Fi for like $140.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
See, I would have done that, but.
See, we done, what's it called? We done all of our drink packages for our room and my grandparents' room, and we got both of them Wi-Fi, and then we got the kids a blanket and like an octopus thing, and all that together was like $700.
That's cool, and that's why, because anytime you buy in bulk like that, you're always going to get a better deal. That's why. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
No, it was all individualed up.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't get a discount for buying more.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Like I said, nah, I looked on it. It was expensive as hell. I was like, okay.
When'd you look, though?
Right after Black Friday.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it's close.
Because mm-hmm.
we bought ours a couple months out.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about what we are here to discuss today. First off, we want to tell you we love you, okay? We absolutely love you, and we appreciate you for coming out again. And it's a beautiful time of year. We talked a little bit previously about the holidays and some of the negatives on them, and we are no longer talking about them. It is time for the positivity, baby. It was Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. How did you enjoy Thanksgiving this year?
It's the National Big Back Day.
You know? Amen. It's my favorite. It's my favorite holiday. Uh-huh. Second favorite holiday of the year. I do. Christmas is my favorite. There's something about Christmas that's just always been so. For me, I'm a very family-oriented guy, so that's been something that's very close to my chest, something about Christmas that feels like it brings everybody together. Now, Harlow, Christmas have always been a little weird. Thanksgiving is when most family gets together, but it's just something about Christmas holiday that makes me feel good.
I like Christmas because I like presents, you know, like seeing the kids all happy.
Yeah.
And then before the kids see me all happy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
All my cool stuff. But Thanksgiving has my favorite food.
Bar none.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, like, I hate to tell you, I'm going to switch it up. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that damn stigma that Christmas has put around it, where we got to have this shitty-ass ham and potato salad. That does not have to be the way that it is. It is. Yeah, we don't either. I'm not saying.
I mean, we do stuff in it all.
But that's, like, traditional. For Thanksgiving, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Hell no. Christmas, from now on, my house, Christmas is going to be a big-ass barbecue.
So, it's funny you say that. The morning, when you're doing presents. We got like smoked sausages, like sausage dogs for like your little breakfast morning thing.
Yeah.
And then like a little mini Thanksgiving, I guess.
Okay. So, but still like the turkey, the this, the that. Like, what's your meat?
Normally we'll do ham.
Normally, see?
But we like ham.
Christmas. I know, but it's still.
You're not a fan of ham. You don't like ham.
I don't like ham. I don't like ham. But still, I want to do, I'm starting a new tradition. It's the barbecue tradition Christmas. Like, I want to.
In the crock pot?
No. No, this
oh,
be,
really?
Oh. Yep. This I told you fancy. This would be smoked, baby. Put that thing on the smoker and let her rip, tater chip.
For those of you who were not present at the Thanksgiving.
Lame asses.
Colton.
Oh. Oh, do not edit this out.
Yeah.
We still love you.
Yeah, I still love you.
My aggravating piece of shit. You should have been there.
My cousin here, he bought him a nice smoker after many, many hours of delegation and convincing that this is an amazing thing. So he got him a pretty nice smoker, you know? And he loved it. Said it was great. We showed up Thanksgiving Day. He's like, I'm doing pulled pork in the crock pot. I'm like, what? Why? Okay. You have a smoker. Why the fuck are you doing it in the crock pot? Well, I don't know. They always turn out pretty good in a crock pot. What?
All right, look. Hear me out. Let me tell my side. First off, I love the smoker. I feel like I'm very good on the smoker. I have cooked a couple of shoulders on the smoker, and they can be hit or miss. You have to take your time with them. And okay. I kind of decided last second that I was going to do the shoulder just because I'll talk about our update of the week here in just a second. But for the time being, I only thought I was going to cook one meat. And then I was like, man, there's a lot of people coming. I want to make sure that there's plenty of food. I don't know. I know there's other people bringing other meats, but I just want to make 100% sure. So I was like, let me just throw this on here. It ended up not being done till dinner damn time anyways, and ended up having a pork shoulder for dinner. But I was just scared that it would have went too long and cooked all day. And then the inevitable that happened anyway, where it was in the slow cooker and still cooked all day long. Usually the slow cooker will cook it about 3 hours faster. So still relatively, I wouldn't have had that damn thing done till midnight if it would have been in the smoker.
So let me ask you, I know you said you were hit and miss, and my personal experience, I've had some hit and miss ones too.
Yeah.
On mine. How do you do yours? Like, walk me through your process, because I'm curious.
Oh, man.
Like, on the smoker, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for hour-wise? Are you looking for an internal temp? What are you looking for?
So, really, the times where I had done it, the one time I did an overnight smoke. So, when you did an overnight smoke, I wasn't really worried about the internal temp or the hour because I knew how long it was going. I was just hoping that it was not going to be too dry, and that's ended up what happened. The second time I was going more for an internal temp, and I was able to keep my eye on it the whole time. See, when I had done the overnight, because they were like, oh, you need to do 12 hours. So I'd done the overnight, and I ended up sleeping about damn 9.5. And I woke up at the 9.5 to check it, and it was already burnt. Like, so I don't know, like, if my smoker might have got a little too hot where I'd put it on or whatnot.
What temp were you smoking at?
225.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
No, but after 10 hours and sit in the same spot, 225. And like I said, I don't know if maybe my shoulder was a little skinnier. You know, a lot of times I feel like it's the beefiness of it too. If you've got a thicker shoulder, it'll cook a little slower and kind of render that fat inside of it to give you more of a pulled pork, you know, just where it's the nice, easy pull apart meat. So the second time that I did it, like I said, I did do it and I was going for more of the internal temp. And I was able to keep my eye on it to kind of see that coloring. And I think that one I might have wrapped up too. Like, because I think the first one I didn't wrap up. The second one I did it 6 months ago. Since then, I've just been putting ribs on it. Ribs were my favorite. And yeah. I was like, oh, I'm doing this all the time. but the second time I did wrap it up too. And I think that helped it a lot. It was the, what's the name of that meat wrap?
Butcher's paper?
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Butcher's paper, yeah. So I use butcher's paper with it, and I think that might have helped a lot, just keep some of that moisture inside of it more and kind of cook itself. So, you know, just a couple different things. What did you do?
So the first one time I ever done it, I threw it on the grate. That was the one that turned out horrible. I wouldn't even bring it over. I don't even remember it. It was horrible.
I remember. That's what I did with the one that I cooked overnight.
Yeah. I didn't even cook it that long. I honestly don't remember. You know, that was a long damn time ago. Mm. We done one for the game, though, for the FSU Gator game. I wish it would have went longer. We done 225. I threw it on. Actually, I woke up late. I didn't get it on until like 9:30. Game's at 4:30.
Oh, that was quick.
That's 7 hours.
Yeah.
It was done at like 5.
But you're right. I bet it was good.
It was good flavor. So what I done, 225 for uncovered, just on the rack. Damn, how long? Like 6-7 hours? 6 hours, I think.
Shit, so right at the time. Because you only had 7.5 hours cook time, right?
Yeah, and then I took, it was probing out at like 140-ish, 145, somewhere in there. I took it off, wrapped it, reprobed it, threw it back on, and bumped it up to 275. Mm-hmm. I think it went for an hour. It hit 185. I pulled it, let it rest, and then pulled it apart. It was good. Had good flavor. The only thing I wish it would have went longer. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that, because it wasn't like super easy to pull apart. But love my grandparents to death. They get hungry and impatient.
100%.
Papa does. So
yeah.
He was like, it's done. Let's eat. And I was like, you know, it can go a little bit longer. No, it's done.
Nope. Don't need that at all.
We came already been on for an hour. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I pulled it off. But It did turn out a lot better than my previous one. But I was just curious because I know you've done a lot more than I have. I do ribs. I've done like spatchcock turkeys and chicken and stuff like that. But
yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I use the hell out of it just because you did put me on. I will say it did take a lot of convincing for me. I'm a cheap ass, so I was just like, man, the damn charcoal's fine, the gas grill's fine, and they are. There's definitely a time and a place for those. We've talked about this too. I think if you're making burgers or you're making a good steak, you want that thing on a nice charcoal grill. There's a clear difference between that and the smoke flavor, but there is nothing like when you're making a good barbecue, smoking it. Like, don't get me wrong, if you put it in the oven or you cook it in a crock pot, I've done that too, and it's good, but it's no comparison. You get real competition barbecue as soon as you put that thing on the smoker and get it to work.
No, it adds a flavor profile that you cannot get doing it anywhere else.
100%.
Now, I will say there is a lot of hatred around, like, pellet smokers.
Why?
Because people say they're easy bake ovens and da-da-da-da and all this shit.
Thank you.
I think what it is, it just mad because my shit tastes good and I ain't got to do all that stupid shit you got to do. Like an offset smoker, dude, which they say, like, a lot of the competition guys, that's what they cook on is offsets, like custom built reverse flow and this and that. But, like, bro, I ain't no competition guy. I ain't got time to sit out there all day with that motherfucker and chase temperature and do this and do that. I bought a pellets from the stove. Throw the motherfuckers in there, hit a temp, I'm done.
You know what I mean? That's exactly what I was thinking, dude. Like, I do not give a shit about if this the easy way or the that way. Let me tell you something. There's only one way, and that's the winning way. And that's the way that I'm trying to get to. I want the best flavor. I want the best taste with the easiest route to get there. I don't care about spending 27 hours to make the perfect flavor. If it tastes 90% as good, I'm too fat to worry about the other 10.
That's my thing. I like to have fun. It's like no stress.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy it. I don't think I would enjoy that. My grandpa, he has an offset smoker. I hate that thing. That was the whole reason. Like over there, I was the first one to buy like a electronic digitally controlled smoker. Mine ran charcoal. It was a gravity fed charcoal.
Yeah.
From Masterbuilt. If you're looking into them, don't buy them. Mine took a shit on me within like a year and a couple months. It wasn't there long.
What kind did you tell me to get?
You have a Pit Boss.
Buy that. It's good.
I bought a Traeger.
That's probably really good.
It is really good. Now, there was a lot more cost associated.
I was about to say, I think Pit Boss is a good bang for your buck.
I would say so, yeah. And, like, honestly, I've never had a Pit Boss, never kicked one. So, my first one was a Gravity Fed Charcoal. This is actually like a pellet smoker, my first one. So, I don't really have anything to compare it to be like, it's worth the money. I don't fucking know if it is or not. I bought it on Black Friday. It was a large size, and it done the stuff I wanted it to do. And the main thing and why I got it, I plan on putting it in an outdoor kitchen, and all my cleanouts come from the front. I don't have anything hanging off the side, so it's conducive with the design.
That makes sense.
That's the only reason I bought it. It wasn't like a Traeger's the best or Pitball's the best or whatever. Yeah. I don't, you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. I'm not a brand whore either, really. I like what I like, you know. Yeah. Some things I'm a little brand specific, like if I'm wearing sports attire, I think Nike feels better. It does better on my skin, I guess. But I would say most of the time, I like what I like most. It doesn't really matter. Now, if we're talking about like food, like condiments, oh, we can get real bougie up in here, baby. It's Heinz 57 ketchup. It's Kraft's motherfucking mayo. And it's French's mustard, baby. Holla at your boy.
See, I'm like that with tools.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
You know what's crazy? It's going to sound crazy. Harbor Freight got some nice shit out there.
Hercules? I knew you were going to say that.
Bro, Hercules?
It's called Hercules? I thought it was Pittsburgh. They changed
up? No. It's how Harbor Freight works. So they have like a, if you ever go there, shop, it's a good, better, best system. Pittsburgh, bottom of the barrel. It's
cheap. Oh, okay. Yep,
that's
yep,
the,
yep.
That's the with the good. Then Bauer, which is like their red shit, that's better. Hercules is their best. I will say, if you're going to buy Harbor Freight tools, try to buy the best quality shit that they have. It's still going to be cheaper. Less than half of all your big name brand box shit. I was about to
say, like, how much cheaper?
It's a substantially lot. Cheaper.
Okay.
But the quality's not bad whatsoever. And their warranty is fucking crazy.
See, that's good. Because I will say, shout out to Harbor Freight on their Hercules. But fuck Harbor Freight with their Pittsburgh tools. I bought one tool from them, a damn 10 millimeter. I put it on. So what we were doing is we were grounding rods. And for y'all who don't know about this, basically it's just a piece of copper that you wrap around a little bolt and tie it to a piece of copper, another piece of copper. So I was tying it to a ground rod. It got stuck on the first bolt I put it on, and there was nothing I could do to take it off. I had people come over with other drills and try and take it off. I had people with damn pipe wrenches and cheater bars on it trying to get it would not come off. So I fucking buried that Pittsburgh 10 millimeter and decided I would never buy another one. So that's my only experience with Harbor Freight, but that's because I was trying to be a cheap little bitch and buy the dollar item, you know?
Were you putting on a wedding band?
Yes.
It's not a 10 millimeter.
Well, I don't know what millimeter size it was. Okay. I'm just saying it was the right damn size, okay?
All right.
Piece of shit. I ain't sitting here trying to compare what size it was. It was the right size for the damn wedding band. I used it. I used this shit my whole entire time. I don't know. 9/16 or 5. I don't know.
Nine. I mean, I buy a lot of Harbor Freight stuff, and I'll be honest, they're not bad quality. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying you know, if you're going to run a professional shop and you're going to use them every day and that's how you pay your bills, buy everything Harbor Freight. No, but they're like professional quality tools, what they're called. Pretty nice. Like Icon. Icon has been sued, so it's technically Harbor Freight because that's who owns Icon. Been sued by Snap-on numerous of times because they buy them from the same manufacturer. Snap-on don't make a lot of tools.
They get
manufacturers to make them and they snap their name on it. Well, Harbor Freight goes and they talk to the same manufacturer. They just don't put all the markup in it. And then Icon, lifetime warranty. If it ever breaks, take it over there, they give you a fucking new one. I mean, what? You buy one tool for the rest of your life.
What else could you want? Doesn't matter how many times it breaks.
I mean, a set of wrenches from Snap-on's like easily over $1,000. Easily.
Oh, I've heard a lot of shit about Snap-on. Yeah. I'm not very impressed.
Icon's like 100, 120 bucks.
Yeah.
For the same set.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I've seen comparisons done where they put them under stress test and they've seen how well they can hold bolts and all of the different things. And I've seen that Icon has kind of beat out or matched in every way except price. Like, I mean, you're talking about if you can save a quarter buying something else, why would you not? Especially just like you said, if it's got a lifetime warranty, it does not matter how many times it breaks. What's it going to cost you? A dollar in gas to get there to get the brand new one? There's no comparison here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then, like, dude, we buy all kind of shit from there. I'll be honest, like, they got, like, a little flower garden section. Not, like, a garden section, but it's, like, an outdoor-y kind of shit. They got, like, patio lights, and they got these, like, little stick-in-the-ground solar things.
Yeah.
They got, like, hummingbirds and butterflies, you know. That's my wife and kids. They love that. They're like, let's go to Harbor Freight. We need more of them lights. Cool. We can go to Harbor Freight.
Because you're going to get tools.
Oh, I'm going to go look.
That's
exactly.
Cool.
I'm going to look
cool.
at whatever.
Yeah, that's like the Home Depot that the whole family's cool with going to. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Look, I don't know how we got this far off topic. We started with grills and then got all the way to Harbor Freight tools. But let's talk about our update of the week. And I believe this week we kind of have a shared update of the week. So it was my very first time frying a turkey. It was not your first time frying a turkey, but it was your first time frying a turkey with me, and it was your first time ever frying a turkey for the Harlow Thanksgiving. And I think, I just want to touch on this a little bit. I think, like, there's levels to the Thanksgiving items and what you bring by status and who you are. And
yeah, like your responsibilities.
Yeah, correct. Your responsibilities and how much we trust you as far as what we think is going to be accomplished at Thanksgiving, you know? And I would say the meat is pretty damn high up there. It ain't the stuffing. It ain't, you know, I would say stuffing's probably close to number one. There's some desserts in there that I'd fight for as well as some deviled eggs. But the meat is way high up there. So
especially the turkey, like Thanksgiving turkey, that's like the covenant of that's the whole holiday right there.
That is the holiday. Yeah, that's what everybody sees when they see Thanksgiving is the turkey. So how do you think we did on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you give us?
You mean be like brutally honest here?
Yeah. Yeah, brutally, because I'll tell you what I'm thinking, too.
I was disappointed.
I'm. You want me to give you the number that I'm thinking? Give me the number. 6.4.
That'd be my nicest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my nicest number. And here's the thing. Like, I don't think it was a horrible turkey. It wasn't. I think that the outside, the crispiness on the outside, something about the skin.
It was too done.
It was too done. We cooked it too long.
Yeah, it was the meat was kind of dry and the outside was too done. Like the skin, I don't know where we went wrong because, I mean, we never got crazy on temperature. I think we just went too long. So it was.
That's what I think too. We didn't get crazy on temperature. I was watching it the whole time. We were riding at 350. The oil never got burnt like it was going all the way through. I was looking at all of it.
Well, it took a long time. It wasn't like we hit. Cooked at 350 the whole time. It took a long time to get to 350 back. Where was that, like 310, 325 for a long time?
Yeah, I think what it is, if I had to guess, and I'm not a great guesser, but I think, so how you're supposed to cook the turkey, how I was taught to cook the turkey is at 350, And then as a basis, when the turkey is dropped in at 350, it cooks for 30 minutes and then 3 minutes per pound. Now, the turkey said that it was 20 pounds. I don't think that the turkey was 20 pounds by the time that we took everything out of it. I think it said it was 20 pounds, but I think by the time it bled out, and there was a lot of damn blood, and I didn't like account for it, but I think by the time this thing that got done bleeding, it didn't look like a big old turkey. It looked like a little baby or turkey. I think it was probably about a 14 pound turkey. And if it was a 14 pound turkey, you take that 3 times, 16. Now you're talking about overcooking this damn thing by 40 minutes.
Honestly, I think we could have just scratched the whole 30 minutes and 3 minutes per pound. I think we could have scratched the 30 minutes and been fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think just 3 minutes per pound.
And like, honestly, if you guys have never cooked a turkey, it's hard to tell when it's in grease. Like it's not easy.
And you can't like stick a meat thermometer in it to get like a true number. Like you think you're there, but I don't know. And our meat thermometer was a little dead.
Yeah. Or instant probe.
Yeah.
If you guys, I will throw this out there. I have never been like big on that until I got into, I first bought one when I was on steaks because I kept on overdoing steaks when I was trying to figure out how to cook them in a cast iron pan. An instant read meat thermometer is like the best kitchen idea ever. If you like to smoke meat or cook steaks or don't want to kill your family chicken, just buy a damn instant read. They're not expensive whatsoever. It's the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I'd rather, with chicken, I've been scarred. With chicken, scarred with chicken.
I have too. I mean, I've got fucking food poisoning.
Yeah, I've had some of it. So, yeah, I'd rather burn the hell out of it than ever have a risk of it being a little underdone. But I'll tell you what, after making this turkey, you can make a turkey perfectly done. You cannot overcook a You overcook a chicken, chicken's a little forgiving. You can overcook a chicken a little bit, and it still has some good flavor, and it's still juicy enough to taste good. You overcook a damn turkey, it's going to tell on you. It's going to act like it just crawled out of the fucking desert.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, it's good. Nothing wrong with it. Thank God I got a white-ass family, because y'all knew what real season was like, y'all would hate me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't trying to be mean. When we first cut into it, though, I was like, that motherfucker's dry.
I saw it. Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. That ain't how I expected it to look.
Me either.
I don't know. I was a little disappointed. I mean, everybody else, I don't think it would have been mean by no means, but
thank y'all for
I will
acting
say,
like y'all loved it.
Give us a fucking redemption. You know what I mean? No, don't be like, oh, please. Well, you guys, no, we'll handle the turkey from now on. No, we can do better than that. We know we fucked up. It wasn't like we think we done perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we'll do that again next time. No, we will make adjustments. We'll get it figured out. I will definitely plan a little better. I'll make a fucking smoked turkey, because I made a smoked turkey this year too. Spatchcocked out a turkey. That's the first thing I cooked on my new Traeger. That was the best turkey I've had in a long damn time. Like, you know, talking about juicy?
I was about to say, I would say, please give us the redemption on the turkey. I'm good on a fried turkey. I ain't never really cared for a fried turkey anyways. And maybe somebody can do that better than me. But I'd say let us get a redemption on the turkey. Let's smoke a turkey instead of frying the turkey this year. And then I'll smoke some meat next year too, like instead of putting in a damn crock pot. And it'll be ready. So I have like a plan to do it. So we'll take the meat again next year. Maybe. You never know. Who knows where we'll be. Either way, we'll definitely meet up somewhere. But I might have to come to your house to cook it and bring it over to wherever the family tradition is next year.
That's all right. My wife, she's been talking about it. She really wants to try to host one.
Yeah?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely come.
Everybody be invited. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there.
But no, we want to try to host one. And like, the crazy thing was, we left your house. And she had kind of like mentioned it in the past, like, oh, one day, I'm like, yeah, eventually one day. Then we got in the car. She's like, I really want to try to host one year. And I was like, did you not just see the fucking chaos that we left? Like, I'm not saying like you're, I mean, you know how it was. I mean, everybody was over here. That was fucking hectic, bro.
Like,
we trying to find tables and chairs and this and that. Yeah. It's like, we ain't got enough fucking dishes for this shit. It's like, oh, I brought drinks, but I didn't bring ice. I was like, God damn, who the fuck? Just playing with your Harlan. You know what I mean? But, oh, cheap ass, couldn't stop by twice.
Hey, hold on. We're going to have to touch base on him here in just a little bit. I will say it was hectic, But chaos is so fun to me. I've always thrived and it's always been a great time. So I never even thought twice about it. But I want to give him a shout out real quick just because you brought him up. I'm going to bring up pretty much everybody. But I will say something. I always talk shit about this man. Always. I mean, any chance I get, I talk shit about how cheap he is because he makes great money. But every single time you see him, he'll have one of your shirts on. I don't know if he's been listening to my damn podcast. If you have, we appreciate you. We love you. But damn it, this man shows up to Thanksgiving with two brand new nice ass jackets, a couple of polo Nikes. I'm like, what the hell is going on? He's like, I couldn't fit these anymore. I figured you might like them. I'm like, what?
It's got the tags on them.
It still had tags on them. I'm like, what is happening right now, bro? This ain't my whole life. It has been completely opposite. How the turn have tables. What is going on? I'm okay with you being the cheap uncle, bro. Go back to being the cheap uncle. Anyways, shout out, baby. Thank you so much for them. I love them. I've been rocking them. It's been cold out here, so hoodie's been on. If you listening, we appreciate you and we love you.
Nah, he changed a lot. You know, back in the day, he would have charged you for that. He'd be like, I got this jacket for sale if you want to buy it. You
100%.
Know, $5, $10.
100%. He wouldn't even brought him out the car. He'd been like, come to the trunk. Let me show you something real quick.
Yeah.
He'd have tried to sell him out the trunk for you.
Like he bootlegging or some shit.
Yeah, for real. I don't want nobody else to see this shit. Yeah, yeah. Take this straight to your room.
Yeah, I got a jacket. I got some CDs. What you want? Yeah. That's the new Jurassic Park movie right there.
I'll tell you, things are changing with our family, man. The positivity is roaring, as you can tell. I mean, even the cheapest people in the world are giving out nice clothes to people. It's fucking amazing.
I know. Speaking of our, what do we call, like, aunt, uncle? What are aunt and uncles called? Or are they just called aunt and uncles?
Well, that's what the fuck I call them. I don't know where we're going with
well,
this.
Like, your mom and dad be like parents or grandparents or what? Is there a term for aunts and uncles, or am I just dumb or what?
Yeah, they'd be my grandparents' children.
Okay. Any other grandparents, children you want to talk about since we're on the subject?
Yes. Oh, get yes. Shout-outs? I was about to say, because I'm going to give a lot of shout-outs. First off, I want to say that we were going to kind of try and have everybody on for like a family Thanksgiving, but just like you just mentioned, it was chaos. It was amazing, but people were everywhere. You know, there's 40 people running around. It's kind of hard to be like, hey, listen, plus you're trying to be in a place that's a little bit more quiet. So you want to tell somebody to come in here while kids are running around screaming, doing backflips and da-da-da-da-da, everybody's laughing, having a good time. So it was hard to get everybody in here, but we're going to take this podcast to kind of shout everybody out. So first off, I've brought him up before, okay? I'm going to bring him up again. Uncle Michael. Dude.
Best.
Now, I already told y'all, right? Like, I live with this man pretty much solely in Alaska. He taught me everything I know. I didn't have a father. He was kind of him for me. Right. Yeah. Bald headed. Kind of the Mr. Clean. Really.
Mr. Clean, yeah.
Yep. Yep. He is he's the gel of our entire family.
I'm so glad he came to Thanksgiving.
I'm so glad he came to Thanksgiving. He was talking to me about listening to the podcast. So we appreciate you so much for listening, Uncle Michael.
Great feedback.
Absolutely.
Nah, there was, I'm happy. Yeah, I mean, he basically organized like the whole Thanksgiving over here. I mean, he did. He helped out a lot.
Spreadsheets. He kind of had the whole thing going on for us. And then
he did make some ham.
He made deviled eggs. I was about to say, made the chicken and dumplings.
He did make chicken dumplings too. Yeah, those were good. Those were amazing.
All right,
he's a great cook.
All right, before
did his wife come? What? Oh, what's her? What's her name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda. Yeah, Rhonda.
You talking about Rhonda?
Did she come this year?
She was there. What? She was there.
I don't think I saw her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was there. Oh. Wait. All right, let me stop fucking around. We love you so much, Aunt Rhonda. I am a bad nephew. Apparently, I did a podcast in the past where I explained how I moved to Alaska with my Uncle Michael, in which that is very true, but there were much more people there. There was my Aunt Rhonda, who is my mom's sister.
I think that's the funniest part to me is like Aunt Rhonda's the blood.
She is Michael the Mary. Blood. Yeah. She is my blood. She is where it all comes from. My cousin Colin, my other cousin Devlin, like she is the root of our family. She's kind of been the gel. She's kept us all together. And she was mentioning to me how I forgot to mention her. So first off, I want to say I'm very sorry for that. Usually, and I let her know this, and I'll let you guys know this too, I have a very ADHD mind. So when I am trying to tell a story, I don't want to go off on too many different tangents. So I try and keep it as short and sweet as possible. And sometimes in doing so, I leave some very important things out, like time, places, and people, especially people. So I do want to say that I'm sorry for that. But seriously, yes, I hosted this. Sure. Me and my family, me and my wife hosted this. Sure. But this was definitely a family event. We just talked about this. You helped me make our terrible turkey win, which we're going to get sweet, sweet redemption for. But more than that, bro, my mother and my Aunt Rhonda, big shout out. We love you to death. They made a whole spreadsheet. They found out who was going to bring what we needed, what this, what that, what, and made life so easy. Essentially, I just had the place for everybody to come to and a couple of things like volleyball nets to make sure that we could have some fun. Other than that, it was pretty much them who organized it. So huge shout out. And I was just playing about all the food. Uncle Mike does make some banging deviled eggs. He does. May have been one of the winners. I'm not going to say the winner because I loved all deviled eggs equally. Somebody else can pick who was the winner of that.
The ham was great too.
Ham was really great too. But them chicken and dumplings, them famous chicken and dumplings, that is all my Aunt Rhonda. And Thanksgiving would not be Thanksgiving without them. As a matter of fact, she said that she was going to make a couple of things. And I said, what about chicken and dumplings? And then she said, I guess I can make some chicken and dumplings too. And I said, good, because if you would have said you ain't making chicken and dumplings, I would have said we ain't having Thanksgiving. And I mean that. I love everybody to death, but I mean that she definitely is the heart and soul of Thanksgiving and a lot of our, just like my mom, and a lot of our getting together and making sure that, you know, we all come as one on these important holidays.
Yeah. No, I mean, fantastic help. Great time seeing everybody.
For sure.
I am glad that we had enough pie, though, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm glad we get to talk about it. So we're making a list. And I say we, of course, I've already established that this is my mom and Aunt Rhonda who are making this list of who needs to bring what. And we got down to it and I was like, okay, what are we missing? Desserts. So I was like, cool. I know something kind of easy because I'm going to buy the turkey and Tristan's helping me with the turkey. I don't want him to have to make anything as well. Him and his family are already coming over early. I don't want his wife having to make nothing. So how about you just buy a couple pies a piece, buy a couple pumpkin. We're having 40 to 50 people here. So buy a couple of pumpkin pies, a couple of apple pies, and we should be good. Any normal human being in America hears that and they think of, well, I think of like a six normal human size piece apple pie, two of those and two pumpkin pies. Nope. This man shows up with a damn 42 inch diameter pie. Four of them to be exact. Two pumpkin pies, two apple pie. These are the biggest pies I have ever seen in my life. They came on a pallet.
What was I told to get? Two pumpkin, two apple. What did I bring? Two pumpkin, two apple.
Brother man, you how did you not know that when I said pie, I did not mean like a party size pie. And I mean like, when I say party size, I mean like a school functions having a fucking party.
You know what the funny thing was? My wife, we was in, you know, she was like, he didn't mean two, like probably two normal size pies. I was
right.
Like, the motherfucker said two.
I need to be more specific.
I'm not going to get bitched at because my luck, I know I'd buy one because that'd be the sensible fucking thing to do because like, who the fuck would eat all this pie? And you'd be like, oh, I still get two pies. And like,
first off, I would not do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, my luck, everybody would demolish the pies and be like, we got no more fucking pie. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm buying two. Fuck it. He said two, two and two. I bought two and two. I can follow fucking directions.
Look, you know, we was talking shit. And Uncle Michael, we are not talking shit about you either. You are definitely, you're amazing, man. You're so down to earth. You are awesome. I just had to make sure that I let Miss Wonderful Aunt Rhonda know that we ain't never going to forget about her either. But
I'm just saying she done a good job with who she married, you know.
She did. She did a real good job with that man. He is definitely cool as the other side of the pillow, baby, for sure. But another big reason that I wanted to bring up Uncle Michael as well is because he definitely loved you buying way too much pie. I was like, hey, man, ain't no way in hell we're going to be able to eat this. I have been on a super weight loss journey. I got up to humongous and got down to not so humongous. We'll talk about that later. But anyways, neither here nor there. I do not want all this sugar in my house because my fat ass is an ex-addict, okay? I'm real close to going right back to the sugar and the fried foods. Not really, but still, it's just, it's, if it's around you, it's harder to have. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So when I said somebody, when I, we were like, decided, hey, somebody take these pies. Uncle Mike was like, hell yeah, baby. He grabbed a full ass thing. I don't remember if it was apple pie or pumpkin pie, but I hope it's all gone. And I was happy about that too, just because like there was so much food to be able to, for everybody to take home too. It wasn't like one of those things where it was like, damn, we're almost out of food or anything like that. And it usually never is. I'm not saying that, but like, it's always a little different when you're doing it for the first time. You don't know how much to get. You don't know, you know, how many people are going to come who are supposed to bring stuff, or what happens if something happens to somebody who's supposed to bring something important at the last second? Are we going to be able to, you know, make up for it, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
And that's why I bought them too, right there, just to put a smile on that man's face.
And a smile on his face, you did, okay?
That's right. I hope he took a long time eating those, because, like, if you ate those quickly, that'd probably be diabetes.
Ooh, I bet your stomach is hurting too. Who else we want to shout out? We want to give a big old, huge old shout out to my brother, man. I'm glad you were back from Arkansas, baby. I love you so much. He got to come in on Tuesday night. He got to stay until Saturday. Worked out, as y'all didn't hear. I taken my talents elsewhere. So I actually got to spend a lot of time with him at the house hanging out with me. So that was me and my family. So that was pretty awesome having him here. He got to hang out with us for, let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So almost a whole week that he got to hang out with us, which was really cool. We got to go see some other family that was around the area that he hadn't got to see in a while. And mostly, you know, just hang out here and catch up. It's been so long. And me and my brother are close. We both grew up without father. So we are definitely attached at the hip. And always have been, you know, just, you know, we're connected very closely, as I feel like a lot of family should be, especially, you know, brothers, sisters, and mothers, fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, all them cousins especially. Oh, another one. Bunch of our cousins came. The Perez family, y'all heard that bad boy, that celebrity. He was on our podcast before. He came with his whole family. Shout out to him, man, because his wife's family, and shout out to his wife as well. They're going, her family's going through some things, and, they kind of knew this might be one of our last here in the area, just because we're thinking about moving. So they wanted to make sure that they got to come spend it with us too. And that was amazing. Another huge surprise to me. Now, you know, our family is very close together. We are very well connected. We're always going to be around and see each other as much as possible. My wife's family is not that way. The furthest from that. So when it comes to like Thanksgiving or anything like that, they really don't do anything. It's just like, oh yeah, sure, have a good day. They all of her family pretty much came to our Thanksgiving. And I was so happy for that. That is awesome. You know, because I can understand it would probably feel weird for me too. Like my family's always been the family that's there. So I can see from the other side of the picture, if it's like always somebody else's family that you're going to, it's like, you know, damn, I wish my family would show up. So the fact that they all showed up, I mean, her sister always shows up. We love her to death too. Shout out. Well, I ain't gonna say her name. Shout out T. Other T, you know what I'm talking about? Shout out Other T. I won't say a name, but
Little T,
little baby T. She's always around us. She's always been, you know, close with us. She's part of the Harlow family for sure. But her other family is just a little quieter. Her dad, her grandfather, they're a little quieter, a little more kept to themselves. But they showed up and showed out too. So
I will say, her grandpa, how long did he stay? It was not very long, right?
Oh no, he came, ate, sat down, watched a little football, and he was out like.
Did he? Because I shook his hand. I was like, oh shit, what's up? And he was like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm like, I've seen you numerous times.
Million times.
But okay. And then next thing I know, he's gone. I was like, damn, where the hell did he go?
He quit with it now. Yeah. He got to come eat some good food. He came and hang out, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, he Irish goodbye to that bitch in a second. I was like, gone. Damn, okay. Well, I would have said bye.
You know what I mean? I'll tell you something that's cool. He is highly allergic to pets. So really? Like there's a dog at his house. You've kind of all seen a dog at his house. The dogs that are at his house cannot shed fur. I forgot what the name of the dogs are.
But they're hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic, correct. They cannot shed fur because he is so allergic to them. And we have four cats here. So the fact that he came here, still knew that he was probably sniffling by the time he walked in the door and made him a plate and sat down to eat, whether it was for, you know, 10 seconds or 30 minutes, thank you so much for even swinging by. Hell, we have plenty of food anyways.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't know that. I guess that does put it into perspective a little bit. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, give him a little pass. You yeah, know? Yeah. Like, okay, we ain't as mad as you. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wasn't mad to begin with. I just want to say bye to him. You know what I mean?
I was just a little upset. He kind of hurt my feelings, though.
I thought we was closer than that, you know?
He didn't even recognize you at first.
I know. I was like, damn, bro.
He said, nice to meet you.
I've been over your house like numerous of times.
Numerous. I mean, hell, you met him when I met him back in them, 2015.
I know, like, bro, I've been around a lot.
Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like,
yeah, I know where you live.
I'm actually, my last name is your last name, motherfucker. I'm your family. Yeah. I don't even know them. I came with you.
Yeah. You're my grandfather. What are you?
You could probably convince his old ass of that, too. No, but seriously, man, shout out to all of our family who came.
Uh-huh. You know who we're talking about?
You know who we're talking about.
You little long-haired bitch.
You little baby back bitch.
We still love you.
Bitch. I'm completely fucking with you. We love you to death, man.
Good thing your sister came, though.
Amen. Amen. We love her to death. She cool as fuck. Shout out Delaney. Shout out Delaney, baby. You cool as hell. Cool as a cucumber. Now, your brother, you might want to teach him how to be cool as well. And that's, you know, here's the thing.
He probably like cucumber.
You probably, yeah. And here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. I just wish we would have seen him.
I wish we would have seen him, for real. Like, I would have loved to have been able to hang out with him. And, like, it's been so long since I felt like that at a Thanksgiving, where it was almost like we were kids again. Like, we're grown-ass men, and but we get to have fun and watch our kids play around. We still got to play volleyball, and, like, we got to do, like, all the fun things still, you know? So
you
got to
hit him with that, dad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Oh, and I am. You know, I am. But I
he's understand. A dad now. He'll understand.
He will understand. It'll take some time. It took some time for me. You know, like, it was hard for me when I first had my kid, too. I didn't want to be nowhere. I want to, nope, we're taking care of the baby. That's what we got to do. And then I realized, like, man, how much it would have sucked for me if my mom would have been like that my whole time growing up. You know, like, you got to have that cousin time. And that bond is something that I don't care how good of a parent you are, you'll never be as close to your parents as you are, or your cousins as you are to your parents. Maybe I said that right the first time. You'll never be as close to your parents as you are to your cousins. Yeah. Just because I feel like your parents, you are always trying to impress, and they are kind of, you feel as though they are on a level above you until you get a certain age, as to where your cousins are always kind of your peers. So no matter how bad you think something is, you feel like you can always discuss it with them and they can help you get through it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like the really good way to look at it. I also look at it like, you can always do dumb shit with your cousins.
You can always do dumb shit with your cousins.
They always got your back.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like,
and like, I didn't have siblings. Shit. I know you have a brother or whatever, but I didn't grow up with siblings, so like, y'all the closest thing I got to siblings. But we weren't, like, how I look at it, like I said, I don't have a damn sibling, so but I know, like, a lot of siblings fight. We weren't around each other 24/7, so never got to bicker, and it was always just fun times.
You never know? Got to bicker. I mean,
like, and don't get me wrong, like, we've had have some downs.
We still little, do our, yeah, shit, yeah, you know. Like, we get our, well. We're Harlows. We're stubborn as fuck, so we're always gonna have that part of us in us, you know. Especially when we know we're right, or we feel like we know we're right. Like, you ain't ever gonna tell us we're wrong.
I mean, even I if know you got, I'm always right, but
same. Like, even if you got factual proof that I'm wrong, bitch, no, whatever you just looked up is still wrong, and I'm still right. That's AI. Yeah, you can't believe everything you be reading. What, Facebook said it? You know, like,
there's a million ways. So you just saw it in person?
Yeah. The fuck? We should have been lawyers. We could make a great, like, the Lincoln lawyer. Shit, boy. I'd make a great Lincoln lawyer. I was watching a clip from him, and I'm getting way off topic again, of course, but I was watching a clip from him the other day where he got pulled over. I say got pulled over. It was a bunch of bikers that were coming up on him, and his driver, he was like, what you want me to do? He's like, go ahead and pull over. So at first it seemed like this guy might get his ass whooped, but turned out he talked so smooth that he ended up getting $5,000 more handed to him before he pulled off. Like, that's the kind of shit talk I feel like me and you are capable of, just because of the cousins that we were brought around, raised up around. And I feel like that having that connection with those cousins give everybody that same ability. And then I'm not talking about, like, just for the bad and, oh, we got away with so much shit. But it helps you a lot with life too, man. It helps you be able to overcome. It helps you to be able to get around. Like, those are unbreakable bonds.
Yeah, I mean, this ain't like your perspective. It might be a little bit, probably not. But I'm the youngest male out of the cousins, right?
Yeah.
So I was always like the baby. Got treated like the baby. But y'all didn't treat me like a baby. It was tough love. If you want to hang out, it was basically like, if you can't hang out with a big dog, stay on the porch, motherfucker. There was no pass, no nothing. You want to hang out with the fucking old kids, you're going to get treated like an old kid. Don't matter if you fucking eight. You know what I mean?
100%. Well, understand, like, I know it's funny that I was laughing as you were trying to explain what you were about to explain. But I'm on the same exact level. Like, understand, like, you're the youngest male in our group, yes. But I was the youngest brother by 9 fucking years.
No, no, no. That's what I said. You might not. I was like, oh, well, you might.
I have the same outlook because Justin, same as he raised you, he fucking raised me first, you know? So it was me trying to hang around him and all his 9-year-old friends. So instead of it just being, like, it was way tough for me because instead of it being other family that you had to be around, like, you got to be tough around your family, but you ain't got to be that fucking tough. When it's some friends that your brother, older brother's trying to bring his kid brother around, you got to be real tough. So, like, I remember, I'll just give you a couple scenarios. First off, I was dumb as they fucking come too. I'm not going to sit here and say that they just picked on me. No, they'd be like running to this mailbox when we were all riding on bikes. And I mean, I would full speed clothesline myself. No regrets. Not a single fucking letter.
Welcome to Jackass.
Welcome to Jackass, dog. Like, and I mean, I'd be on the ground, couldn't breathe. And I'd get up and do it again. Why? Because hell, like, I felt like, oh, they want me to do this shit. This is part of me hanging out with them. You know, sometimes you got to be the dummy. So I just did what I had to do. And then secondly, like, whenever there was, we used to play this game. It's not socially correct or whatever, even though I will point out just real quick, I always want to say shout out my best friend, Sam. He is gay. So I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want. We played this game called Smear the Queer where
I thought it was a gay chicken.
What? No. We played this game called Smear the Queer, where you would literally, one person would have the ball and he'd throw it as high as he could to a team of other people. And when the other person caught it, the entire team was against you. And it was your job to get across the field and score. And if you got hit and the ball got snatched out of your hands, that's where you were down. The other person picked it up and tried to score. I swear, maybe it was just, this is how I thought, maybe really good at football later on down the road. But I swear they would line it up to where they threw the ball, and as soon as I caught it, three of them were able to hit me as hard as they humanly could. We didn't have on pads and fucking helmets, okay, guys? We're out here. We got clothes on, but other than that, as far as shoulder pads and shit, we butt booty ass naked. If you getting hit, you getting hit. You getting,
t-shirts.
Correct, the t-shirts. That ground, you're going to feel all of the ground. If there's roots in it and damn rocks in it, hell yeah, there's your head right there. So, I mean, it was trial by fire, bro. Like, you were going to get beat up to get along. And do I agree with that now? Not all the way. I think there's a way to go about it, but yeah, tough love is still very, very important to me, and it made me who I am today.
What I like about it is, like, I can hang with y'all, whatever. And I go to school, kids at school be trying to pick on me. It's like, it's just all you got.
Correct.
That's it. You better step your fucking game up, bro. I'm dealing with them ruthless motherfuckers at the house. That's all you got, bro. This don't mean shit. I don't even fucking care about you.
Correct.
These motherfuckers, I love them. It hurt my feelings. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. I got something to prove back there. Yeah. I got shit to prove to you. And it does. It does make you tougher.
I'd be traumatized on the weekends. What are you talking about?
100%. But you know what it didn't make you?
What?
A school shooter.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the exact opposite. Just like you said, it makes you so tough that when people talk shit to you, it rolls off your back, bro. It's not one of these things where somebody says something to you and it's life-ending. You realize that if somebody you love can talk that much shit to you and not mean anything about it and tap you on the back and still say, all right, come on, let's go get some dinner and I'm gonna pay for your food and fucking hang out by a campfire all fucking night. Like, if you can still do that while getting shit talked out to all day and getting beat up, nothing any of these other motherfuckers say really matter at all.
Yeah, I know, like, you probably have a lot of worse stories, but, like, you and your older brother, how tough he was on you. There's a couple stories, but this one story always just cracked me up. Now, like, looking back at it, riding four-wheelers at Papa Danny's house, and I was little. So, remember that, was it like a Timberwolf or whatever, that green one?
The green one. I think Justin still got it.
Yeah, I think he does, yeah. Uh-huh. So he's riding, and I was so small, I couldn't sit on the back, I had to sit like on the gas tank.
Yep.
And we're going on the trail behind Papa Danny's house or whatever, and there's like a log in a road we can't pass. So we back up, and the trail was like tight, so you gotta back up in the woods. We back up in the woods, and Justin hits the fucking tree behind us. And it's like, bam! Like, we hit it hard with the back rack. What jars this fucking vine loose. You know, like, the big ass, like, grapevine, water vines?
Yes.
All the thorns in it?
Yes.
Right across the top of my head. Bow!
Ooh!
Like, it hit me and broke the fucking thorns off of my head where it came off.
Ugh.
And I start crying, and Justin's like, shut up, that shit didn't even hit you, as he's pulling the thorns out the top of my head. He's like, it didn't even fucking touch you, bro, shut up.
And you're fine.
Yeah, he's pulling the thorns out the top of my head. I was like, I'm pretty sure it fucking hit me, bro, but... There was that, and then there was a, he was a little older, I think he was in line work at this time. I believe so. Because he had his 300.
He was in line work, but he has 300.
I was a kid. I mean, I was young. You know what I mean? You remember when he got line work. I was,
oh, yeah.
I was innocent. I didn't know about the things in the world yet. And I remember Papa Danny had this little one-bedroom efficiency apartment on the shop. I call it the boom boom room. You know what I mean? So there was one time I remember vividly. Justin's home. You know, his car's there, whatever. And he's never home. You know what I mean? Because he's traveling on the apprenticeship. So he's home. I bust up in the room, and it's him and his girl there. And they snatch the covers up, like, to their necks. I'm a child. I don't know anything that's going on. I just dive on top of the bed. And you remember back in this time, like, every time I saw y'all, it was just, like, on site. I just started whooping ass. I'm, yes. like, trying to whoop ass. Justin's trying to get me to stop. The girl is, like, mortified. You know, she's, like, she's got this damn blanket wrapped up like Fort Knox around her neck. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get this fucking kid out of here.
Yeah. I'm just whooping ass. Justin's like, quit, motherfucker. Quit.
Save the time.
Yeah. And I don't remember how he bribed me. It was like, you want to go do this? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, go get your fucking shoes on and let me get dressed and I'll be out there. So I left the room and I got dressed or whatever. But I guess we went into this girl's house. We're sitting there. And I don't, like I said, I'm a kid. This was a long time ago. I don't remember. But I remember they had this dog at their family's house. And I'm petting this dog and I don't know what I've done. The dog like bit me in my face. And not like a hard bite, more like a nip.
Just letting you know.
Just let me know. Like it wasn't like I got fucking attacked. Just like a nip.
Yeah.
I'm a kid. I start crying. I mean, it's in my face. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, teeth. Yeah. Scared the shit out of you. Probably hurt, but definitely scared you.
Yeah. Family freaking out. Oh my God. You know, dog bit a kid. Like what we were saying in the world. They're dealing with the dog. Trying to get the dog put up. You know, like of course. Justin picks me up, takes me to the kitchen, sets me on the counter. And I'm like, I'm crying. He's like, shut up. You're making me fucking look bad. I shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Yep. Damn, family walks in. Like, oh my God, is he okay? He's like, he's fine. Fine. I was petrified. I ain't gonna piss Justin off. This mother crazy. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm much more scared of Justin than I am that dog.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's so funny. Y'all heard him, one of our first podcasts. That's not him. Nah. And if you talk to him about these stories, he almost don't even want to talk to you about it. He'll tell you in 2 seconds, that's not who I am, man. I'm so sorry about those days.
And let me preface this. If you're listening, I don't think negative about you whatsoever. Like, yes. I look at it as like a funny fucking story. It's not even like a, oh my God, he was so mean and he didn't care. He always cared about us. And he done a lot of the shit to toughen us up. But that's how he grew up. He grew up without a father.
Yep.
That's what he thought you were supposed to be.
Just like us. We didn't know any better. That's how we were taught to. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I'm torn, even at my age, because I don't want to be as tough on my kids as life was tough on me. But I will be tough on my kids. And maybe not to the same extent. I'm not saying that. But I'll say all of those tough-ass times made me who I am. 100%, dude. Like, I wouldn't change any of those for the world. All the shit we talk and all the horror stories and all the, like, yeah, I've got stories of Justin whooping my ass too and da-da-da. But that's not who he is. And like the times that I got my ass whooped, I have to preface, I deserved every ass whooping. Yeah. I fucking, just like you. I remember, just like you said, it was on site. Your ass wanted to fight everybody. It wasn't even us. It was you. We beat the shit out of you because we knew if we didn't, you were going to beat the shit out of us first. So we were like, all right, stop. This little motherfucker right here, yeah. Dog. Just whoop his ass when we get there and then he'll leave you alone the rest of the time. So like, and I was the same way, you know, like as a kid, that's just who you are. So I love those tough times. Like, granted, I will say there were some times that it probably got taken too far. I'm not saying that, like, oh, I needed to be beat just as hard as I was beat every time.
You know what's funny? You bring that up, though. I don't remember that. How I remember those memories is, like, laughing and fucking playing around and fucking around with y'all.
Me too.
I don't ever remember a bad time where, like, oh, my God, he hit me too hard and I was crying. I don't remember that at all. All I can vividly remember, it was you. I think you were in high school at this time. Now, you had to be, either you were just getting to high school. I was still young. Papa Danny had that fucking, like, teal couch. Or you're sitting on the corner, and I'm, like, just running and trying to hit you. And you just, like, keep on kneeing me back, like, quit. And that's, like, the only part I remember. And I think, like, if I really think about it, I think you put me in a headlock till I fucking chilled out. But, damn. I probably did. I wouldn't stop.
No.
Like, I was whooping ass. That's what was going to happen. I was whooping ass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, you know, I don't ever remember the bad shit of like, oh, I got hurt, they pinned me down or whatever. I don't, it's always just me laughing, fucking around, having a good time with y'all. So it's not like a bad memory whatsoever.
Me too. Yeah. And me too. Like I'm saying, like there's been plenty of times that I can remember where I got my ass whooped by Justin. Like I'll give you just one that I vividly remember. And it was completely my fault. Same as you, like, keep going. I was the same way. I'm like a 5 or 6 year old kid. Justin is like 15 or 16. And I'm punching him in his legs. And I'm getting real close to punching him where I shouldn't be punching him. And he's letting me know, like, hey, bro, quit. You're getting real close to hurting me, and I'm not going to be nice. And I'm like, ho, 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 ho. And I didn't stop. And eventually I ended up hitting him right in the dick. And he punted my ass across the fucking living room, buddy. I mean, across clear across the whole living room. And I landed, and I started wailing, crying, because it hurt. It hurt, but I knew that instantly. I knew that I was wrong, even as that little ass kid. And mom, all she saw was Justin punt me across the room and got onto him. And then him and her got into a fight, and he ended up leaving. And I was crying so bad after the fact because I realized that shit was all my fault. Even as that little kid, I realized, holy shit, the whole fight that ensued afterwards, everything that happened was my fault. From that fight. So yeah, have I got my ass whooped by Justin? Absolutely. Did I deserve it? A lot more than I got my ass whooped by him, you know? And just like you said, all those times were good memories anyways. They were all, sure, was an ass whooping probably in there? Yeah, but I hate to tell you guys this, but a lot of times when you have a lot of fun, it leads to some ass whoopings.
Yeah, man, that was going to happen either way.
You especially know what I mean? The kind of fun we was having. We were having stupid fun.
Yeah. I will say, it's funny you say that though. It might have been Thanksgiving. Over there at Jesse's house, and mm-hmm. Justin was laying on the couch. And same thing. I mean, that was like basically y'all's defense. Y'all just like knee me till I got back. Well, he had me like wrapped up. This is back when I was doing like MMA shit. So he had me like wrapped up in his legs. And damn, only place I could really hit him was right there. And I reared back and almost did. He caught my damn arm, but he totally different tone.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, don't you ever do that. He goes, you can ask Lath about it. You don't do that. Like, this ain't fucking playtime no more.
I was
like,
in a heartbeat.
All right, I'm done with this shit. I don't even want to fight no more. I don't know what I mean, but I'm done.
But you
know
I'm done. Mean? Yeah, because it's a reaction. It's not even something that you want to do, but I promise, if I get hit in the nuts, whoever accidentally hits me, I'm probably accidentally hitting you too.
Here's a funny story. I flicked the ever-loving shit out of my oldest one time in Walmart. Right in the head.
Yep.
I was pushing the buggy, and you know, we always play fighting that kind of shit, and she swung her leg so hard and cocked me right in the nuts. Before I even realized what had happened, I flicked the shit out of her right in her forehead. I mean, just hard as shit. Bop!
That is, bro, did she start crying?
Oh, she started crying like immediately.
Oh, you flicked her.
Oh, I flicked the shit out of her. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't even think about it. It just happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't do that today. Like, you can't, you can't do that. Mm-mm. She's like, if you do that again, you know, it's whatever. You can fucking flick in the head, but.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like, and she didn't know either.
She didn't know.
But I will say, but you don't, like I said, you don't know. You don't mean to flick her in the head or whatever happens after that. It's a reaction.
You know what the crazy thing is, though? Like, yes, I think as teenagers, I don't know if you guys used to play this game, like cup check.
Oh, yeah.
Walk around your body.
Just slap.
Bah. Yeah. Yeah. A little backhand, a little tap.
I haven't played the game. I've seen people play the game, and I've let people know I don't play that game. Well, that ain't a game to me.
Shit was played, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And, like, you get hit in the nuts a lot as, like, a teenager, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Just
a lot.
Just go with me here.
I'm going with you.
In life, I think you get hit in the nuts the most as a teenager. And then, like, once you kind of get adult, more mature, you don't get hit in the nuts hardly ever. Until you have kids, and they are, like, fucking ball magnets, bro.
Okay, yeah.
It's like they want to go back home. I've been hit in my nuts by my like kids.
They want to go back home.
So many times, it's not even funny. Like, not even meaning to. Like, just, bow. They're, like, perfect height. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, dude, I've never had so much damn abuse.
Hilarious.
Like, if you took all the, like, if you wrote out my age to a scale of me getting hit in the nuts, I'd peak around teenager. I'd drop almost to zero for years. Kids, skyrocket. Goddamn, at least fucking twice a week. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
That is wild. Okay, so no, my kids.
Well, not, I think that might be a little exaggeration.
But no, either way, yeah. No, my kids, there's been a couple of incidences where it's happened and we've had automatic discrepancies and problems. Because like I said, it ain't like, my reaction ain't a thump on the fucking head, okay? my reaction is, pow! Oh, shit! My bad! And, like, I'm trying to tell them my bad, and they're like, ah! And I'm like, look, you got to understand something. You will never hit daddy right here. This is my private parts. You cannot, because that happens. And I don't mean for that to happen. So it ain't no twice a damn week thing, because on accident, I have to preface this. I do not beat my children, damn it. Don't nobody call DCF on me. But I hit them a little harder than a thump. On I'm just saying, okay,
your kids, one, your boy a little rambunctious.
Oh,
I got two little girls, you know what I mean? So they're not that crazy.
But even my girl, on accident, yeah. The very first time it ever happened, we were playing around, same thing. She hit me and I fucking just crossed the head, pow. And she was like, ah, because I never put my hands on her because I don't have to. I will say, like, my son, he get his ass whooped every now and then. But that boy needs it, okay? My daughter, she don't. If you give her a nice talking to, she gets the situation. But the reaction of it, she was young. She was probably 3. But the reaction of it startled her. Like, yeah. Oh, shit, my daddy don't do this, you know? And
I've done something wrong.
Yes. And I explained to her, like, hey, I did not mean to do that to you. I would never hit you like that. You know that. But this happened, and this hurt daddy a lot, and I did not mean to. It was a reaction to what you did. And she was like, oh, I'll stay way away from anything like that.
The worst thing I ever got with them was my oldest. We were laying in bed, and I don't know what the hell she was doing. She was standing up, and I was like, come lay down and watch this movie. So she comes running at me, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I think I'm about to catch her. Straight to knees, bump. The hardest I ever got hit.
I can imagine. Bro, let me ask you a question. I don't know if it's the same for every man who gets hit in the nuts, but if I get hit in the nuts real hard, the first thing that hurts is my stomach.
Yeah.
My low stomach.
Almost feel like you throw up.
Almost feel like you throw up. It is like somebody takes my stomach and grabs it with every, like, puts a damn. You ever seen those like, pressure things that like bust open crazy ass pieces of metal and stuff.
Yeah.
Feels like somebody
like
takes
a hydraulic
their,
press.
Yeah. Like a hydraulic press and squeezes down on my stomach and then turns that bitch, dude. And like, I mean, it makes me want to fold automatically. And then like, you know, it's going to be really bad because then after about 30 seconds of death in your stomach, now you start to like, you can feel your heartbeat in your balls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even want to talk about it. My balls are starting to hurt talking about this.
You know what's crazy though? You know, there's weird shit on the internet. You know, there's like a fetish of like guys who like being kicked in the nuts and shit.
That is the dumbest, dumbest fucking fetish to have.
And bro, it's like, it's not like a tap. It's like punting. It's crazy shit.
Could you imagine paying somebody for them to just obliterate your nutsack? What the fuck are we talking? Quit looking at me so fucking seriously, bro.
It's serious.
You're looking
it
at
happens.
Me, but you're looking at me like you might try it.
No, fuck no.
Are you scared? Is that what it is? Because you're giving me a look like
I am scared.
Okay.
I'm scared. I'm terrified. I'm terrified. Yeah. If I was ever in a bedroom and a bitch kicked me in the nuts, I would be afraid of what I would do.
I was about to say, yeah. Yeah, I was about to say.
After I got up, that bitch is, that damn uppercut's going to be hell from the floor. That's all I got
to
say.
You going to jail now. Yeah. Kabloom. I'm gonna hit you in the chest so hard I make your shoulders touch, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't hit women at all, but that I don't know. Like I said, this is a fetish though. This ain't like this ain't like somebody
they
being mad
this,
at you.
So
they want this. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, it is
you
crazy
asked
shit.
For this. Like there's some weird fetishes out there, ladies and gentlemen. Like I don't have a problem with feet, but I don't think that feet are like, oh my God. But I don't think that's the weirdest fetish in the world. If you asking somebody to kick you in the nuts, I don't know if it's worse, but it's damn sure close to worse than you asking somebody to dookie on your chest. I mean,
I can't get behind none of it. I'm just
me
saying.
Me either.
That,
I'm just saying. It's up there, bro. I don't know.
How you even find out that you like that, though?
Right.
There's a lot of things like sword swallowers. You know what I mean? Like
what?
Sword swallowers.
Oh, like the people who like
like the circus
the
shit. They like swallow the sword.
Yeah. How did you figure
that
out?
How the fuck do you find out you can do that?
Well, either you slit your whole insides and die immediately, or you're a sword swallower.
I thought it was going to go a different direction than that.
That's What?
I thought some girl was like, you know, I could do more. You know
what I mean? Hold on. Yeah. This little 12-inch dick, not going to do. Yeah. Give me the sword.
Give me the long sword.
Yeah, fuck. You know what it was? Somebody was like, I'm going to stab you in the throat. And then they just swallowed the sword. And they were like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, you didn't know I was a sword swallower. I guess it's a good fucking thing to have in your repertoire.
I'm just saying, bro. That's a crazy fucking talent.
What the fuck?
Let me swallow this motherfucker.
Let me show you what I got. What? Hey, bitch, where'd my sword go? I got a dragon to slay. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, you imagine like some little bad bitch at the bar. I can swallow your sword. Then she come on and start doing party tricks. It's like, bitch, that's not what I thought you meant.
Wait a second. What? I'm trying to slide my condom back off. All right. We got to get out of here. Shit's getting hairy. Oh, we're just kidding. This is all a joke. This probably won't even make it.
I trim.
I'm more into edging myself. All right, guys. All right. Let me see if I miss anything. Oh, last thing I want to touch on before we wrap this thing up. I've got it tatted on my chest. I just want y'all to know, once again, family over everything, baby. Thank y'all so, so much for coming to this Thanksgiving. I hope that everybody out there listening had an absolutely amazing Thanksgiving as well. I hope that we continue this tradition. I hope that we find more ways to get together and see each other. And I hope that all your families, whoever everybody's listening, does the same exact thing, guys. We love y'all so very, very much. Happy motherfucking Tuesday, baby. And we'll catch you again soon. Good night.